Hello, how's it going? Oh, let me put on my computer glasses. Good morning, it's Coach MJ. How are y'all? There, I can see better. I've realized very quickly that I definitely need computer glasses. My other glasses are not working so well for me. Let me know if you can hear me in the chat. Let me see. I'm going to rename myself. I am not Corinne Crabtree. Who is ready to talk about drinking and urges and all the things? So if you don't know me, I got my nails done. Aren't they so cute? It's very festive. Week from Christmas. I am Coach MJ. I am the head coach here at No BS. When I found Corinne, I was drinking 4 to 6 glasses of wine a day, every day of my life. I'm going to adjust this. My first level up was that I would only open up, one bottle of wine a day. That was my first level up. So it was just one bottle of wine a day. And then I leveled up to one bottle every 2 days, kept leveling up a little bit at a time. And then for a while, I even quit drinking. I decided that I did want to have a relationship with alcohol. And so I do include it now. Coach Heather is here with us. She has also worked on her relationship with alcohol. She is in the chat, and she no longer drinks at all. So she decided the relationship she wanted with alcohol was just to not include it. So there is no right or wrong way. It's the relationship that you want. You want to like your reasons. And that's kind of how it worked. How long did it take me to move from one level up to the next? It was very slow. Probably from when I started with 6 glasses of wine a day until I was only drinking on the weekends, probably took me about 6 months to create that kind of relationship. So, you just, we'll get into all this in a minute. First, some announcements. If you have questions that you would like for me to answer, you can populate them in the Q&A. Like I said, Coach Heather is in the chat. She'll be taking care of you over there. Just a reminder of what is going on inside the membership. So January the 2nd, becoming the you of 2022. This is Corinne's Christmas gift to us. I am so excited about it. If Heather can post the link in the chat. What you're going to want to do before you come to the call, there is a year in review sheet. So go ahead and get that printed off. Start working on that. If you don't get that worksheet done, you can still come to the call, right? So we encourage you to get that done, but that does not exclude you from being able to come to the day-long training. And of course, if you cannot make it, just like everything that comes out of our mouth inside of No BS, it will be posted on the replay page. Also, Relationships Transformation Weekend is coming up. And if you are thinking that maybe you want to come to in person, now is the time to decide. Corinne is going to be taking photos with anyone who signs up before December 31st. So if you want to have that opportunity, you need to go ahead and sign up for in person now. So I'm very excited about that. So we'll get started. We're going to talk about alcohol. Somebody said, how do you decide in the chat? I heard it as it was just scrolling by. How do you decide what you want your relationship with alcohol to be? It all comes down to that paper thinking, right? You just journal about it. Like, how often do I want to drink? Do I want to drink at all? Do I want to drink during the week? Do I want to only drink on the weekends? Do I want to just start asking, just get really curious about How often do you want to drink and why it is important to you? Okay. And then the other really, we're going to get to some coaching. So if you want coaching around alcohol, and also I always lump alcohol and marijuana in the same kind of in the same breath. I think that a lot of times, especially for my own private clients, I do have several private clients, and I have worked with private clients in the past who I see having the same issues when they are either taking gummies or smoking marijuana, and then also with drinking. It's a very similar process. So if you want coaching on either one of those things, you can go ahead and raise your hand, and I will be calling on people. And the one thing I do want to talk about, though, is, you know, in No BS, we always talk about what is a doable plan. What does a doable plan look like? So a lot of times we don't like our relationship with alcohol. We recognize that maybe we're drinking every day and we just don't want to drink every day. And we make a plan. We're like, you know what? Like for me, I was drinking, you know, 6 glasses of wine a day. And I had to ask myself, what is a doable level up? And even though I was not, I knew that eventually I didn't want to drink a whole bottle of wine a day. I knew that's where I needed to start so that it was doable for me. So, you know, think about that as you're planning these level ups. If you do want to change your relationship with alcohol, what looks doable for you? So it may not be the relationship that you want in the end, but where can I start? Can I just open one bottle of wine a day this week? Is that what I can do? And then alcohol needs to be planned, right? It goes on our 24-hour plan. The only difference is we don't follow hunger with alcohol. So you do not have to be hungry. As a matter of fact, I recommend that you're not hungry. Don't wait till you're, you know, I'm really hungry and then decide it's time to drink. That is one thing that you do not have to do inside of No BS. So it's just like water. You don't have to wait till you're hungry to drink water. You do not have to wait until you're hungry to drink alcohol. But you do want it planned. And how much? You know, we don't do a lot. We always eat when we're hungry, stop when we've had enough. But especially with alcohol, you want to plan the number of drinks that you're going to have. Okay. So for me, starting, it was a bottle. I went to a Christmas party last night. I planned 1 glass of wine. So it was 1 glass that I planned. So that is what I had last night. And so, you know, I looked at what did I have to do today? I'm here with y'all today. I have a lot of things that I want to get done today. Didn't want to feel bad. So I was like, I'm going to plan 1 glass of wine last night. And that is, that's sort of where you want to start with it. So make sure that it's written on your plan, how much, and it is doable for you where you are with your relationship with alcohol right now. So, all right. I am going to, Sheila will be first, and then Jim and Judy. So let's see how this goes. Sheila, you are first. Sheila. Hello.
Hi, MJ.
Hey, how's it going?
So good. I'm so lucky that I get to be first. I love your calls.
Thank you.
I joined in August and I've listened to like all of the replays. You're amazing.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. So what do you want to talk about today?
You know, I don't have a fully formed question because I just woke up. I'm in California, so it's like 8 a.m.
Okay.
I got to take my kids to soccer in a minute. So okay. I think the level up thing resonates. I've done a lot of, I think, big changes since I started No BS. I stopped drinking on the weekdays, which was huge for me. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better not having, you know, like a hangover going to work. But I think the weekends are still my thing. I got coached from Corinne. It was super helpful. She was talking about separating the idea of self-care from the drinks. Like, drinking is not my self-care. I'm just doing these drinks. So I've been working on that. I still have this thing where I just sometimes, so I'm planning my drinks, I'll have my drinks. And then sometimes when I get home, like let's say last night I went out, And I planned 6 drinks, and it was a really fancy restaurant, and I enjoyed every one of them. It was delicious. And then I came home, and I was like, I'm just going to open up some wine and have some cheese and crackers on the couch. And that was not on my plan, so I had an off plan. And I think that that's like the next level up is like, I'm not even worried so much about how many drinks on the weekends, but like, how do I not keep the party going or try to keep, I don't know.
Yeah.
Those are some thoughts.
If you had to guess, what is the difference between this version of you that had her planned drinks and enjoyed every one of them, and then came home and opened the wine? What is the difference between the version of you that opens the wine and the version of you that doesn't open the wine?
Right. So the version of me that doesn't open the wine is like proud the next day. Like, cool. I came home. I had my drinks. I really enjoyed them. And then I was done. I had my tea on the couch. I just sat there with my husband or whatever. I had a small moment when I thought, this is that moment that I'm trying not to do. Maybe I should go to bed. But then my husband was like, well, let's just stay up. I'm a teacher. So it was like the last day of the year for us. And I had that thought, like, well, I just keep it going, keep the party going. And I think that version of me is just like, fuck it.
Okay.
And just keep going. But I know that is why I'm not like losing faster. I still am losing weight, but it's kind of, I have thoughts about so slow. And then anyway, then I keep going to do this behavior. It's less, I'm doing it less often. So that's good.
Yeah. So why did you decide not to listen to that little piece of you last night?
Yeah, it was thoughts like, I deserve it. This is my last day. This was really hard. I'm just going to keep going.
I'm going to borrow a Coach Heather technique that I love very much. So I'm there with you last night.
Right.
And you open the wine and you bring it up to your lips and I take it away. Right before you take a drink, take it away. What feeling am I taking away?
Yeah. I'm like trying to be a little rebellious and you're trying to mess with me. I don't know. I feel like there's a younger part of me that's like, you can't do that. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then what do you want though?
To just like zone out. And it's that self-care. It's like the idea that it's me time.
Is that really what you want though? Because I said, what do you really want? You said, I want to zone out.
Yeah, I want to zone out.
But what do you really want?
I want to be able to like rest and enjoy my break and be able to do whatever I want, I guess.
Do you really want to be able to do whatever you want?
No.
No. No.
Right.
So what do you really want?
I want to have a great break where I feel rested and relaxed and I do really nourishing things for myself and have fun too.
Yeah.
But not regret it and continue to lose weight in the breaks. I've never been able to do that. I tend to before No BS, it was like all or nothing. Mm-hmm. My breaks were my go time and then I would be more restrictive other times. So just continue to work with my relationship with alcohol, but also rest and relax.
Yeah. So how does alcohol fit into the rest, relax, have a productive break, be proud of myself and keep losing weight?
It fits when I plan it.
Okay.
I think about it and I enjoy it. And then I stop. But I said, I think I'm also trying to build my like confidence in myself and my trust in myself that like I said, I'm going to stop. So I'm going to stop because I didn't really think about what I have to do today when I had that wine,
Yeah.
I didn't think about I thought about it a little bit, but when I actually opened it, I was just like, fuck it. I was not thinking like you have to wake up at 7 in the morning and you want to jump on this call and.
Right.
And then take the boys to soccer.
So what did you learn from that last night?
just that I can make a different choice tonight.
You can make a different choice tonight. And then what does that different choice look like? What are you planning for tonight?
I opened up my planner. I haven't planned yet. I think my husband and I are going on another date night. We can.
Yeah.
It's our break. So yeah, planning those drinks and then not drinking when I get home. That's really, I guess, my next level up is like planning for social times when I really want to have the drinks.
Okay. Like
the unwanted drinking is alone by my kind of by myself, even if I'm on the couch with my husband, I'm in my own world and eating and drinking together. It's not serving me anymore.
Okay.
So
what's going to be, you're going to have, but we already know, right? I want y'all all that have urges. Coach Jane's Binge Better Call. Heather, I'm working you slap to death on this call. If you could go find that link and put it in the chat, and we'll also link it in the show notes. I loved her example so much that she used in that Binge Better Call. She did a whole call about urges. And she talks about planning for urges. There's a worksheet included in the call and everything. So she talks about urges that you can plan. And her example she used was like, you plan two cookies, you eat them, and then you want more. And how to handle that situation. So let's go fat, because we know what's going to happen. Like, just because you're sitting here talking to me this morning, you're still, when you get home, are going to have an urge to open another bottle of wine or to finish off. Mine was the word. Well, I better go ahead and finish off this bottle because, you know, it won't be any good tomorrow, whatever. So you're going to have an urge tonight.
Right.
You get home, you're going to have your planned drinks. So what's going to be different tonight?
I think for me, one of the, I don't know, the things I've found that have worked are like telling my husband, I'm going to have these drinks. And then when I get home, I need help to not have more. I need you to just encourage me and just be like, hey, babe, let's make some tea, you know, or whatever.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So I sometimes, you know, I can tell my sneaky self. If I maybe need to plan to do that, like put it on my plan.
Yeah. What else could you do? I think this is one of the differences between alcohol and food. Okay. So you go out and you've had four drinks, whatever it is. Yeah. The very best version of you is not coming home. Right. Like it's just not there. Your brain is not firing on all cylinders after you've had a little bit of alcohol. So you're going to tell your husband, I love that so much. Okay. What other environmental cue could you add that would remind you in the minute when you get home and you have the urge and you walk over to the wine rack?
Right. Well, like right now, the bottle that I opened yesterday and had two glasses of is out. So I can put that away until like I have a cupboard.
Love it.
I can take out some tea and put it out there. Just like even have a mug out with the tea thing in there. Like, hi, I'm ready for you. And then, I mean, this is a little, but you know, like part of date night is like having some nice intimate time afterwards. So like, I can just prep my mind for that. Like, I don't need to have more. I can just, you know, take my man to bed and that'll be that.
And listen to me, what I'm about to tell you, like, if this is your conversation with your husband, you're not going to have any trouble tonight. Listen, I am thinking that I want sexy time with you tonight. Right. So if you could just remind me not to drink and we'll just go straight to the bedroom, he will remind you.
Yes, that
he will
work.
Be all about that, right? Like you won't have any trouble at all.
Right.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
That's and good. One more question before we get off. Uh-huh. Why is it important for you to not drink tonight when you get home?
For me, it's because I'm starting a 2-week break and I don't want this 2-week break to be every night like last night. I mean, last night was great. I did have fun, but I don't need that extra. Like that's my level up. I'm not trying to do the extra when I get home.
And
I want to have my planned drinks and build the trust with myself that I can do that so that I'm not stressing. Because I think a lot about drinking in the breaks. Like, am I going to do it? Am I not?
Yeah.
So what I like about No BS is like, I just make the decision one time in the morning, but the level up is when I don't, you know, those, and it's, it, I've brought it down to just a couple extra instead of five. Well, here comes my husband. I got to go take the boys to soccer.
He's about to have a really good day.
He is. Yes. Thank
He's
you so
gonna
much.
He's going to have a great day. Y'all are both going to have a great day. All right.
Yeah.
I will talk to you later. Thank you so much. Okay. It was nice to meet you.
Really nice to meet you. I really love the work you do. Thank you. I'll be listening to the rest of the call.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was so much fun. She has such a great plan, right? And a lot of times she's got the right idea. Like, so she is going to actually set her environment up for success. She's going to employ some external accountability with her husband. She's going to put the wine away. She's going to sit out a bag of tea so that she, when she walks in her house, even though she's had several drinks, she is going to be surrounded with reminders of how she wants to show up. And this works, y'all, for food, for anything that you're talking about, not just alcohol, not just pot, all of it, right? You are a reflection of what you're surrounded by. I had a private client the other week that said, when I looked around my house, it does not look like a person who's wanting to lose weight. And she, you know, she moved her snacks from one place to the other to make them a little bit more difficult to get to. She, you know, put some sticky notes on her computer. She did some stuff to remind herself of her plans and who she wanted to be and how she wants to show up. And I think that is so important. So I love that. That was such a great conversation. Jam and Judy, let's see. Jam and Judy. All right. Let's see. I'm going to ask you to unmute. There. Hello.
Hi, Jib. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. I can. I can hear you. How's it going?
It's good.
Good.
I just like raised my hand on a whim and you said, we're going to talk to the previous girl. I'm sorry. I forgot her name. And then Jam and Judy and I went, ah.
Well, here you are.
So here I am. So, my goal is to learn how to only drink a certain amount when I drink. I want to learn how to drink normally and not overdrink all the time. I'm not drinking every day, but I am drinking when I'm with other people. Like I meet my best friend on Friday afternoons for drinks and Mexican food. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a concert tonight and I was planning to have a couple of drinks there. We're getting together for cookies and mom's like, I have wine for cookie days so we can decorate cookies and drink wine together. And I have all the things happening like everybody does this season, right? So I've been I started adding alcohol into my food plans as a separate list. You know, I have breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack. Well, now alcohol is on there.
Okay.
And I started this a couple days ago. And yesterday I made an alcohol plan and didn't stick to it.
Okay. Well, first thing I want to ask you is, you said I want a normal relationship with alcohol. What is normal?
My idea of normal would be just having a couple of drinks and being able to stop there and enjoy the rest of my day without needing more alcohol to do that.
What's a couple of drinks?
Like two.
Two drinks.
So I'm noticing I've been watching myself for a while and I'm noticing that if I have three drinks, I tend to want another one and another one and it compounds with each one after that.
Yeah.
If I have two drinks, the desire is not as strong to continue.
So why do you keep choosing to have the third drink?
Habit. I'm okay. Having fun. I like the feeling I have. Alcohol, to a certain point.
Yeah. It does do some physiological things to you.
Right.
For sure. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Why would it be important for you to stop at two?
So. I don't know. I I don't know. I think I just came up with two as a number because it seemed like three or four were just causing me to either drink more or eat more.
Okay. So why would it be important for you to stop at two? What would be the benefit of stopping at two?
So that I don't. Well, there's lots of benefits.
Okay.
I don't make poor decisions with men. I don't drunk text people. I don't. What else? I sleep better.
Okay.
I won't overeat out of, I don't know, just wanting to keep that dopamine going, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many drinks do you have planned today?
I put down four throughout the day.
Four throughout the day? Because you have several events, right? Like that's what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how are you gonna stick to four drinks throughout the whole day today?
I could put other drinks in between the ones that I have. So my thinking was two with my family, if we open a bottle. I don't know if we're actually going to, but the possibility is there. So I was thinking two with my family and two later tonight at the concert.
Okay.
So I was thinking in between or before and after switching to something else so that I have something else to drink and put in my hand.
Okay.
So that I don't go for another glass.
So you just did your do line, which is right. Awesome. So two glasses of wine at your family's cookie thing, two glasses of mm-hmm. wine at the concert, and drink, you know, other things to drink other than alcohol in between. So that's your, you know, we do the think, feel, do yeah. cycle. So you just did your do line. That's what you want to do. How do you need to feel?
Right.
How do you need to be feeling in order to do those things?
Confident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Accepting keeps coming to my mind.
Okay. If you feel some acceptance, like this, you know, whatever, you're feeling accepting of the plan that you've written, right? And then you have two with your family, two at the concert, and then just other whatever in between. You feel accepting. What do you need to think going into the day to feel accepting of the plan that you've created for yourself?
I've been putting down in my plans that it's the good plan. I can do this.
Now, here's what I want to show you. That's not your magical thought, because if it were,
no.
Your do line would already be done, right? You would already be doing that, right?
Right.
So we don't need to keep like going down that particular thought path, because we know by your do line that thought is not working for you. So
right.
What else could you be thinking to feel that acceptance?
Yeah, this is where I struggle. This is why I'm here. So I don't know. I don't need this to have fun.
How does that feel?
I don't know.
Does that feel accepting?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Right. Whoops, she froze.
It's kind of the difference because I'm so ingrained in thinking. I don't know how to change them.
So what do you currently think about alcohol? You know, it's Saturday. You got two events where they'll be drinking. What does the version of you who, you know, just drinks all the things, what are you thinking? What is that version of you thinking?
Not always fun and games, though. So I've been tossing back and forth, just quitting entirely. But I'm also not quite there yet. So I've been trying to see if I could actually manage, because I'm not having a lot of great outcomes with my drinking. Nothing like wrecking my car or, you know, anything super right. severe, but right. just right. little things that are happening. And so I am not seeing a whole lot of positive to this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about something like today I've decided to have my own back?
Okay. Yeah.
How does that feel?
Good. Better.
And this is really like all day long when you're questioning, can I just have two drinks at this event?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Let's say that you have two drinks at the cookie time. Okay. And then you go to the concert and you totally blow it out.
You're right.
Five drinks. I have no idea. Still a huge win for you.
Right.
Right.
It is. It is. And it's
so take it one. Can I just have two drinks now? I have some later. I have some on my plan for later. Can I just do this now? And then in between, you know, the event, can I just drink Diet Coke or water or whatever? Because I have drinks planned water. Later. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you're looking at the whole day as a, like an entirely like whole event, but, and it is all planned out, but what if it looks like, can I just drink this one drink and then drink 16 ounces of water and then decide if I want more?
Yeah.
Like start to at least open yourself up to, there might be another way.
Yeah.
To drink. And then just think like today I've got my own back. You feel accepted today, and you really work toward that. Today I've got my own back.
You know, I talk a lot about, you know, being positive and loving yourself and all of that, but I think I'm battling actually myself in areas.
You're battling what? Areas, I'm sorry, you were breaking up.
It's holding me back from.
You were breaking up a little bit.
My own thoughts of self-worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just my own thoughts of self-worth. I'm like, am I really, is it going to work? I think I have those thoughts back in my mind that.
Yeah. You're breaking up, but you're asking.
I don't believe in myself enough. I guess.
Yeah. But you're asking yourself, you're asking yourself, is this really going to work? That's not a very helpful question.
No, I know that.
Yeah. Like, here's a better question. How can I make this work?
How can I make this work?
How can I make this doable for me?
Yeah.
How can I level up today? Put your brain to work on what you can do today, how you can level up today, how you have your own back today.
Yeah.
Can I just, whatever it is.
Can I just?
Corinne's favorite question.
I know, right?
I know. I don't know if you saw Coach Julie's post this week in the membership. She had "Can I just" tattooed on her hand because she uses it so much. So that "Can I just" is just so.
I did not see that.
So, yeah, she did. She had "Can I just" tattooed on her hand. It is a powerful question. Let's see if you can I just my way through the entire Saturday of fun?
I will. I'll see what I can do.
All right. It was nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks, Andre.
All right. We have got...
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. Jody is next. Let's see. Let's see. Ask to unmute. There you go. Let me see if I can get you to start your video.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I can hear you fine.
Okay. I have bedhead and I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Okay. Well, I think mine's kind of alcohol and, I really need help, keeping my fire lit. So I was kind of like you and, I used to drink a bottle or more of wine a day and, I quit that last September and, I'm nervous.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm going to start to cry in a minute.
It's totally fine.
So I did lose 70 pounds and I feel a lot of that had to do with the quit drinking because I would drink a bottle of wine plus on most days. So I lost 70 pounds and I had a lot of stress. My dad died and there was probate and stuff going on with half siblings and just everything from my past resurfaced. So I kind of feel like I'm past that now. So I get my fire lit and I'm like, I'm going to do this. And then it goes out, poof. And then I'll get my fire lit and then it goes out. And so, since June, I got down to 206 and then I started yo-yoing like the same 10 pounds and now I'm at 216. I went back up to 226 and so now I'm on my downward trend again. But I just can't seem to keep my fire lit long enough. And I did start to have more alcohol like in September. That was my birthday month. So I noticed I was drinking more in September. And I think my problem is I'm like an all or nothing person. So I think when I do have alcohol, I will binge. I won't just have a glass or two. I'll drink the whole bottle. There's no saving it for tomorrow.
Okay.
It doesn't serve me well anymore. Like I really can't handle the hangover like I used to.
Okay. What does it mean to have my fire lit? Cause you're like my fire's lit and then it goes away. What does that even mean?
To me, it means like, I'm going to do this. I have my plan ready and I stick to my plan and I eat everything on my plan. And then I lose weight. So I exercise and I don't exercise to lose weight. I exercise to relieve stress.
Okay. So if my thought is my fire is lit, what feeling is that?
It's a good feeling. Cause like even in my polos to my accountability group, like I'm just like so encouraging and I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm ready. I'm determined. I'm focused. Like this is my plan. And then it just goes out.
What is the feeling? My fire is lit. What is the feeling?
I guess like empowered. I feel empowered.
Empowered.
Mm-hmm. I feel like nothing's gonna stop me. I'm gonna do it.
Okay. So nothing's gonna stop me and I'm gonna do it are your thoughts. And my fire is lit. And that creates a feeling of empowerment. What other feelings might be beneficial to you to help you stay on plan?
What other fillings? I don't know. I mean, I guess I can do this. Like, I try to reflect, like, how did I feel back in September when I lost 70 pounds? And I mean, to be honest, I was scared to death. You know, my cholesterol was up, my blood pressure was up. Right. And I thought I was going to die. It was like, you know, like, do this now or you're going to be on medicine and it's, you know, all downhill from here. I'm not sure.
How about curious, willing, open, motivated?
Yeah, definitely motivated.
Yeah. And you're looking for that excited, like, let's go get them. Sometimes to follow your plan, it's like, just like I talked about a minute ago, can I just follow my plan for this next meal? Can I just leave two by? There's no excitement in that. Right?
Yeah.
There's no excitement. I mean, let's think about it, y'all. Who's got gifts to wrap? There's no excitement over here. None. There's a little dread. There's a little bit like foreboding and like whatever. But guess what? When gifts are going to get wrapped, they're going to get wrapped. Because I am willing to go in there and get them done.
That's a good word, willing.
Yeah. So it's a lot of it. There's a couple things for you. Number one, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go listen to the self-love course. And I'm going to tell you why. One thing you said was so telling was basically that you lost that 70 pounds out of fear. You did not lose it with a loving relationship with yourself. You did it because high cholesterol, all the things were hanging over your head.
Yeah.
And you need to figure out how to, like, I want you to do some journaling on why is following my plan so important to me? Because now that fear is gone, you haven't come up with your reasons of why it is important to write your plan, stick to your plan, all that other stuff. And I did this too, y'all. I mean, I'm telling Jody, because I was right there. High blood pressure, high triglycerides, high cholesterol, borderline diabetic. That's where my first pounds came off. And then when my numbers got good, I had to go back and look at all that. Why is it important to me to follow my plan every day? Why is it important to stop it enough? Why is it important to change my relationship with alcohol? Without the health factors, because the health factors were gone. And I realized that I kind of beat my way down the scale, running away from health issues. So I want you to really think about that. Why is it so important for you to follow your plan?
Yeah, like definitely, I know I don't ever want my weight to hold me back in life. That's my biggest why.
I know, but I want you to see what you just did. I don't want my weight to hold me back in life. So you, a lot of times when we look at our whys, it's like very negative. What do you want? You know what you don't want? You don't want your weight to hold you back. What do you want?
A long, healthy, active life.
Yeah. So I want you to see this. This is so good for everybody to watch. When I say, I don't want my weight to hold me back, how does that feel? How does it, what's the feeling?
It doesn't feel good.
No. But what about whenever I say, I want to live a long, healthy, productive life?
Sounds positive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's the way I talk to myself for sure.
Yeah. Get away from the don'ts. Yeah. It's not about what you don't want to happen. Because, again, I was with that medicine and those diagnoses kind of hanging over your head. I don't want to go on medicine. I don't want to have a stroke. I don't want to have high cholesterol. I don't want to have high blood pressure. Right. Like I was focused a lot on the don'ts. And now it's time to swap into the do's. What do you want? How do you want to feel? What is important to you and why?
Okay.
Very good. I like you. All right. Thank you. There we go. All right. We do have a few questions. I'll answer those. Let's see. Anonymous says, I seem to have some diet mentality around alcohol. My thoughts are I should restrict to have better success with weight loss. I do, however, enjoy drinking and want to include it in my life. I realize I need to plan and assess to see what will work for me. Yes, that's a great step, number one. Watching my data, but can you speak to how alcohol will affect weight loss in your experience? What amounts have you heard people consuming and still losing? It's up to you, right? Like it's really up to you. I drank my 6 glasses of wine a day until I was about 35 pounds down. And then I noticed that my weight loss was really slowing down. I knew that I was planning every day. I knew I was leveling up my food. I knew that most of the time I was following doable hunger. So I looked at my, you know, what I was doing and realized that one place I was willing to level up was my alcohol. So I knew it had to be doable. So I went to only one, bottle of wine a day. And then I did notice the scale start to move some. And then I did that until the scale kind of didn't move anymore. Then I was like, can I just level it up again? And so I did, I used the scale basically to let me know when it was time to start considering leveling up, to start writing about it, to start deciding, you know, how I wanted to show up around alcohol. So it really does depend. So, but you're exactly right, Anonymous. The first place to start is planning it, right? You have to plan it and assess it. So if you do go over your plan, you have data. Without data, you have no idea where you need to go with it. And you just need to, you know, no shame train, you write it down and then collect your data so that you can figure out, you know, where you are currently right now with alcohol. How much are you having? How often are you having it? So you can decide when and if it's time to level up. That was a great question. I plan my drinks, but when I go out and get caught up socializing, I go past my plan. Your first thing is you get caught up socializing. Caught up socializing is like I lose total control. Like you have no control over what happens next. When you say I get caught up, you've given away all your power. I am just out having a good time, right? I'm just out having a good time. What strategies can we use for enough when the people I'm with do not support it? I'm on my own. All right. How does I'm on my own feel when you say that? Feels lonely, isolated, difficult, right? So what you can do with this is take ownership. I've decided to change my own relationship with alcohol. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I was at that party last night, had water, had my one glass of wine, had water in my wine glass. So I just kept going, refilling my water. And one of my very best friends was like, are you still drinking water? I was like, yeah, I just wanted one drink tonight. And you know, I got stuff to do tomorrow. Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. I'm like, don't be sorry. I'm good. That wasn't very supportive. She didn't say, I'm so proud of you, right? I told my friends I was going to have one drink. Nobody was like, All right, that's your one drink. That's on me. It's the relationship I want. I don't need permission from somebody else. I don't need somebody else's approval to drink what I want to drink. Right? So it's like when I go to parties, I decide ahead of time what I want to do, how I want to show up. And then I figure out what strategies I need to figure out for myself. Lots of times I'll go out with my friends and if I plan two drinks, I get my two drinks, then I close out my bar tab. Then I order water. It's closed out. I decided that's what's best for me. That's what's easiest for me. I could set myself up like that. Yeah, you get to decide. I love that, Heather. You get to define your relationship with alcohol that serves you. This is your relationship. Other people have ideas about how much is enough, how much is too much, how much is not enough. And you're not on your own. You have your own back. That's the biggest support system you've got. When you finally decide that I am not relying on somebody else to tell me when I've had enough or to say the things I think I need to hear in order to stop, you don't have to wait on anybody but yourself and figure it out for you, what works best for you. Teresa, I've worked on my relationship with alcohol and am in a good place. How do I deal with my mom who drinks quite a bit more and has a different relationship with alcohol? Let her have it. Let her have it. She'll be visiting soon and we always have issues. I try to stay out of her do line and stay in my own lane, but it's always such a struggle. So what do you make it mean when your mom is drinking? That's your question. That's your journal question. How can I do what I want to do and allow her to do whatever it is she wants to do? What do you make it mean when she drinks and you're not? It's exactly where you start. How can I show up as my best self and let her drink if she wants to drink? And why is it a problem that she has a different relationship with alcohol than you? That's a great journal prompt for you. Why is it a problem? JC says, how did you manage doable hunger after you consumed alcohol, especially in the beginning, like when you weren't showing up as your most intentional self? I will tell you, my first journal prompt was, and I kind of went through this with, the first person I coached. So I think this is where alcohol and marijuana are a little bit different. So I know for me, if I have three drinks, I still make amazing food choices. That's kind of my three's kind of a number. I can have three drinks and still make great decisions around food. I'm still like, I'm just good with myself, right? So when I have that fourth drink, that's when I start to go off plan. That's when I start to graze. That's when I start to grab ass. That's when that starts to happen. And so I really did, my first journal prompt was, why do I feel like I need that fourth drink? Why do I keep telling myself that the fourth drink is better? What does it look like if I stop at three? So three is like my number now. That's just kind of where I am with it. The other thing is too, a lot of times, like even at a party, I've done this before. If I've planned more than three drinks, like after we eat dinner, I'm like, let me go ahead and help you clean up the kitchen. No, you don't have to. You know what? I just can't stand it. Let me help you and put the food away. Right? Like bring waters and then, bring my drinks that I'm going to have and then bring waters so that I remember to drink it in between. It's like, I just make sure that I set my environment up. So if I'm going to drink more than three drinks, I make sure I clean up the kitchen afterwards. I don't have snacks sitting out. I put little question marks on my little snack drawer. I always have, I have stickies everywhere in my house. On my refrigerator, it says, is this worth the time it will take you to lose the weight? Like, I just have little like reminders all over the place. For a long time, I had discovery worksheets that I kept in my pantry so that whenever I would walk in, even if I had been drinking, it would remind me of the person I was going to be, the person I was trying to be. So it's like, how can you just kind of set your environment up? And, you know, Coach Jane talked about like visualizing what happens when you want to go back for more, when you want to eat. That does help. Even if you're drinking, it does help. It's like you've been there before and you just kind of, you know, I'm going to come home or I'm going to be sitting around and I've decided to have four glasses of wine or whatever it is that I'm going to want to eat and I'm going to want to do this. And then what does that look like? And, you know, what might I be telling myself? What do I need to think instead? That is such a great place to start. And then set yourself up for success in your environment. Yes, Coach Heather, thank you so much for reminding us. There are 30 days of journal prompts in your No BS planner. So, that's exactly a great place for people to start if you're thinking about wanting to change your relationship with alcohol. JC said, when I was drinking over a bottle and also consistently doing the four basics, how did you stop it enough in the beginning? Yeah, it was also setting up the environments and visualizations. Absolutely. So, you know, I would start drinking wine with dinner. And then, you know, I would have like two glasses. My third glass was usually while I was cleaning up the kitchen. And then my fourth glass was just sitting like, you know, fourth and fifth glass. The kitchen was already cleaned up. There was no food sitting out at that point. So everything was put away. Everything was cleaned up. From the day one, y'all, I had sticky notes all over my kitchen. I put up the discovery worksheets and I put a discovery worksheet beside my chair. I had them printed out. I put them everywhere. So I had them in my car. I had them beside me in my eating chair where I used to drink. I still, if I'm having wine at home, I still drink there, but I had them in my pantry. I had sticky notes on my refrigerator. Like everybody knew what the hell I was doing. I'm just telling you, I was not ashamed. I was like, I am going to figure this out. I'm going to figure this out. So, and my kids would laugh at me. They were like, oh my God, is it? And I would pull something out of the refrigerator. Is that worth the time it's going to take you to lose weight? Like, you know what? I'm about to make a decision if it is or not. So that's just kind of, you know, I let them say what they wanted to say. Say whatever you want to say. I don't care. I'm figuring it out. So, I mean, that's how I've done it from the beginning. I was like, I'm all in on this. I'm all in with Corinne, as I say. I like to say that. So does anybody have any more questions? We may actually get out of here on time. I'm just telling you. That's awesome. I can get to rapping. So don't forget. Becoming the You of 2022, make sure that you get that pre-work done. I've got that on my plan to do this week, the beginning of the week. And that is Corinne's gift to us. It's totally free. The banner is on top of the, if you just go to the website, it's just right there. You'll see that it's just right there in your face. No, you don't have to sign up. You don't have to register. You just have to show up. That's all you have to do. And also camp, do not forget about camp. So don't forget, if you want a picture with Corinne, 31st, make sure you're signed up by the 31st. And I'm just going to tell you, she got us a killer deal on, that hotel. So, you do not get to stay downtown Nashville for $209 a night. It just ain't happening. It is not happening. They have really taken care of us. And, you know, if you've been to camp before, we're actually down. I have, as many times as I've been to Nashville, we've been nestled away over at the airport. I have been downtown one time. I am so looking forward to being able to go walk up and down Broadway. I cannot even tell you how excited I am. So it's going to be awesome. Y'all, doable plans. Plan the number. set up your environment, external accountability. If you can set that up, set that up. And remember, it is your relationship to decide. Do those journal prompts in the planner. If you are not sure about what you want your relationship with alcohol to look like, go ahead and do those. Start asking your questions, asking yourself. Just get really curious and open-minded, right? That's what I did. And it's changed a lot over the time, you know? So, and just because you decide that you, like I decided earlier last year that I was going to take a break. I took a break for like 6 months. Then I added it back in. There's no right or wrong way to do this. So y'all have a fantastic Saturday week leading up to Christmas. If you are so inclined to celebrate, Heather, thank you so much for being in the chat. It was amazing hanging out with y'all. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.